We're joined today by Anderson Teis of RedPoint eVentures, based in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Anderson, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're going to tell us all about the Brazilian venture capital scene. But first, I would appreciate it if you could describe what the affiliation is with two well-known Silicon Valley venture capital firms, RedPoint and eVentures.
So we are a sponsored fund, as we call in the venture industry. So RedPoint and eVentures started to go to Brazil to look at the investment opportunities. And quickly they realized that to properly do early stage investing, it would be better to have a local team with a dedicated fund. And they set out to support a new firm in Brazil. So we are a new firm, a new manager of venture capital, with the support, the close support from both RedPoint and eVentures.
And briefly, can you talk about how big the fund is and about how many portfolio companies you're seeking to invest in?
So our inaugural fund was raised in 2012. We started investing from that fund in August of that year, and we raised $130 million. The core investment target for us is Series A.
We'll talk about the startup community in Brazil. What are its main characteristics, and how does the startup scene differ from, let's say, the U.S. startup scene?
Well, I think the biggest factor is that it's very young. It is growing really, really fast. So compared to 5 or 7 years ago, it's a completely new world. We have a completely new breed of providers. So lawyers and accountants are getting specialized on the internet startup scene. We also have a new wave of support agents in the industry, like accelerators, incubators. We have had those in the past. There is a new generation that is more aligned with what we see in the Silicon Valley. And activity in general is much bigger.
Well, let's talk about your firm and the way that you source deals. What kinds of startups are you looking for? How do you meet these entrepreneurs? And what opportunities would you say yes to versus, you know, no or not right now?
The two big buckets is the inbound and the outbound. So inbound is opportunities that come to us, and these could be directly through our website, through a network of advisors, partners in the industry. There is also what we call the outbound or the proactive deal flow, which is we come up with an investment thesis. We map the market, and then we reach out to entrepreneurs that might not even know what venture capital is. So we have a completely different approach, is, you know, understand where they are and explain how we as an asset class could help them grow faster and see if they are interested in this kind of partnership.
What kinds of sectors are you most interested in right now?
You know, short answer is internet, web, and mobile. Our key expertise is in consumer internet, both ours in Brazil and from our sponsoring funds in the U.S. So consumer internet and SaaS-based B2B companies. So these are the key pillars. In terms of industries, we are seeing a lot happening in education. We really want to do something. We haven't identified the right company yet. Health. There's a lot of innovation happening. We've made two investments in the financial sector as well.
Why don't you talk about one or two recent deals that you've done and use that as an example to sort of what you're looking for and how you're seeking to help build companies.
Last deal that we announced is called Nibo, which is, I think, is a very good example. It addresses a very big inefficiency in Brazil. So what the company does and does really well is they are offering a financial solution, financial monitoring solution for small businesses in Brazil, and the counterpart of that for the accounting firms in Brazil. So the idea is to increase the efficiency and increase the value add that accounting firms in Brazil can provide to small businesses. It is mandatory by law to have an accountant, and they ended up with a very bureaucratic and compliance-focused relationship, while the accountants could actually help the businesses plan better and have a stronger financial health.
Do you anticipate that most of your investments, if they go well, will be strategic acquisitions, or do you see a possibility for doing IPOs either in Brazil or somewhere else?
If they do, it's most likely going to be somewhere else because of the nature of the industry, the kind of volume of revenues and profitability that, you know, technology commands. The market in Brazil could change. They are trying to change it, but as of now, favors more brick and mortar, if you will, old style economy. You know, Nasdaq and New York Stock Exchange are more supportive of the kind of companies we back. That's high growth, not necessarily very high profitability in the beginning. We would love to have one or two in our portfolio, but the most likely exits will still be through M&A. That's our expectations. It's either international player that has interest in Brazil. It's very common. We see and we receive a lot of visits from big corporations that have Brazil in their board agenda. So they're not necessarily doing something this year, but they will do something in the next 4 or 5 years. So matches our exit time frame. And as a consequence of that, local incumbents will start to react to that as well. So best exits will be, you know, competition between new entrants and or incumbents try to protect the market. That's what we foresee as a most likely outcome for a good exit in the portfolio, at least for the first fund.